Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, the story's rare. Take his advice and you'll look nice. Your face will feel as cool as ice. With Colgate Shaves, you'll be a fan.
The 451st edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. We're speaking tonight from Chicago. We're in Chicago en route to California to broadcast the United States Golf Championship. But here in Chicago tonight, our guest is America's most famous athlete, Jim Thorpe. However, before we present Jim Thorpe, here is Reel One, Portrait of Chicago. Tonight, as you know, we are broadcasting from Chicago. And it was right here in Chicago that one of the strangest sports stories of all time took place. For this is the story of one of the most tragic days in history. A day that Chicago will never forget. But to begin our story, we must go back many years to a little town in Wisconsin, a town named Pestego. Pestego, Wisconsin, had a population of 6,000 people. And October the 8th of 1871, a baseball team from Chicago came to the tiny town of Pestego to play a game of baseball. For a few innings, that game was just another baseball game. But then suddenly something happened. For the captain of the Chicago baseball team connected for a long home run that sailed far over the rival outfielder's head. It was a terrific home run that would have won the ball game if that ball hadn't crashed through a window of a barn standing at the edge of the baseball field. And when that home run did smash into that barn, the ball knocked over a lighted lantern, which exploded in flame and set that barn on fire. The fire spread quickly. In a moment, the whole barn was turned into a flaming inferno. Forgotten became that baseball game as the players from both teams began to fight the fire. But despite all efforts, the fire began spreading until finally, that fire caused by a home run hit by a Chicago baseball player became one of the most tragic fires in all of American history. Before that fire was put out, it had destroyed the entire town of Pestego, and it had burned to death 1,100 people. After that horrible fire, the Chicago baseball team, led by their player whose home run had overturned that lamp that had started the fire, returned home. They came back to Chicago. They were worn out. They were sad. They were shocked by the horrible Pestego tragedy. But when those baseball players did return to their hometown of Chicago, they found an even greater disaster was awaiting them. For when those Chicago ballplayers got back home, they found out that their city of Chicago had also been in a tragic fire. A fire that had burned to death 250 people, had destroyed 1,700 buildings, had burned down the city of Chicago. That was the famous Chicago fire, which was started by Mrs. O'Leary's cow when the cow kicked over a lantern in the barn. Strange, wasn't it? The two of the most tragic fires in American history, the Pestego fire in Wisconsin and the famous Chicago fire, should both be accidentally started by a lamp being knocked over in a barn. But it's even stranger when you realize that both of these fires, even though they were hundreds of miles apart, were begun on the very same day. That's the story. The story of two cities, Chicago and Pestego, that were both destroyed by a fire on the very same day. Chicago was destroyed when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern. Pestego was destroyed when a Chicago baseball player hit a home run that knocked over another lantern. But the strangest part of this story is the fact that while everyone thinks that it was Mrs. O'Leary's cow that started the Chicago fire, very few people remember that the Chicago baseball player who hit that home run that started the Pestego fire was also named O'Leary. His name was Dion O'Leary. This ball player who started the Pestego fire was the son of Mrs. O'Leary, who started the Chicago fire. Profile. Two cities that were destroyed by the same family on the same day that their baseball teams were to play. Reel two. Every sport fan knows Ewell Blackwell. It's a sensational young pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Pitcher who led both major leagues last season in total games won. Well, Ewell Blackwell has the same tough beard problem many of you have. He's a brush and lather shaver. And to get his bristles off smooth and clean without plowing up his face, he uses Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the shave cream of champions. Just listen to this letter that he wrote me.
Dear Bill, that Colgate lather shaving cream sure pitches no-hit ball to my rough and tough whiskers. It really works into my beard and soaks the stiffness out. Lets my razor put those bristles away 1, 2, 3, and without snagging or pulling. I get the cleanest, smoothest shave I ever had, and my face sure feels comfortable at the finish. I've tried plenty of creams, but believe me, Colgate lather shaving cream is tops with Ewell Blackwood.
Thanks, Ewell. Any brush and lather shaver can check your experience by trying Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, and it is an experience. Colgate Lather's truly light and fine texture, holds up rich and moist throughout the shave, doesn't thin or dry out on your face, no sir. Colgate Lather gets right down to the base of each whisker and completely surrounds, softens, and supports it. As a result, your razor doesn't pull or skip, but it cuts through clean and smooth, leaves your face feeling comfortable and refreshed. Yes, sir, believe me. For swick, sleek, wonderful shaves, follow the champs. Try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. Reel 3, Profile of a Scandal. As you know tonight, we're broadcasting from the city of Chicago. And it was right here in Chicago that the biggest scandal in sports took place. For it was here in Chicago that gangsters once fixed a World Series. Remember the Black Sox scandal of 1919? It was the most disgraceful chapter in baseball history. It began right here in Chicago. As a matter of fact, it began one day when a Chicago gangster called a New York gangster on the telephone.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Al.
What's up, Al?
Say, Sam, how would you like to make a pile of dough?
I'd like to. How can we do it?
Oh, I got a little scheme up my sleeve. I think I can fix the World Series.
Fix the World Series? Seemed incredible. Yet that's exactly what Chicago and New York gamblers set out to do. Chicago White Sox were the champions of the American League that year. Cincinnati Reds were the champions of the National League. One of those teams had to be fixed. But which one? The gamblers decided to try and fix the Chicago White Sox. That's why, 3 days later, a meeting was held in a Chicago hotel room, a meeting at which several of the baseball players from the Chicago White Sox were present. And so was a Chicago gambler. It was the gambler who spoke first.
Listen, you guys, if you agree to throw the World Series, not only do we make a lot of dough, but naturally, you get your cut, too. Now, of course, you guys got to keep your mouth shut.
The deal was made. According to the records, 8 Chicago ball players agreed to take money from the gamblers. And in return, Chicago was to lose the World Series. Immediately, orders went out from the gang headquarters.
Here's your call to Minneapolis, sir.
Hey, Tony, this is Al in Chicago. Bet $100,000 on Chicago to lose the World Series.
Here's your call to Boston, sir.
Tom? Al, bet $80,000 on the World Series. Chicago is going to lose.
Your call to San Francisco, sir.
Bet $90,000 on Chicago to lose.
Your call to Dallas.
Bet $60,000.
Orders went out all over this country. Get all the money you can down on Chicago to lose. And Chicago did lose. And the gamblers cleaned up over $1 million. Later, 8 ball players were thrown out of baseball for this scandal. But the gamblers, they never were caught. Not only were they never caught, but after they did fix the World Series, they became even bolder. They wanted to fix other sporting attractions. But what could they fix next? And then one of the gamblers had an idea. The most famous athlete in America back in those days was the fabulous Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe, who was America's greatest football player, America's greatest track star. Why, single-handed, Jim Thorpe had won the Olympics for the United States. But could they fix the famous Jim Thorpe? They decided to try. Ugly rumors began to make the rounds. The rumors became stronger. Until finally it was Mrs. Thorpe who decided to take matters into her own hands.
Jim, do you know what they're saying about you?
What do you mean?
Oh, Jim, how can you be so blind? If you don't know, you're the only person in Chicago who doesn't. They're saying that gamblers have been talking to you and that they're paying you to lose.
That's not true.
I know it's not true, but the public doesn't know what to believe. Listen to me, Jim. I know you, and I know you wouldn't do it. But others don't know you as I do. You've got to put a stop to these rumors. You've got to make the public realize that you are doing your best. Jim, I love you. I always have, and I guess I always will. But for heaven's sakes, do something to end these ugly rumors.
Jim Thorpe went looking for those gamblers. And when he found them, he had an answer for them. His fists. He knocked one backwards over a chair. He belted another over the head with a lamp. He hit a third so hard he broke the man's ribs. Somebody pulled out the lights. Jim Thorpe slugged his way out of that room until finally he banged the door shut behind him. Jim Thorpe had knocked out four gangsters, and he had crippled two others. The gangsters had their answer as to Jim Thorpe's honesty. And here he is in person, the most famous athlete in American history, the fabulous Jim Thorpe.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, Jim. Say, I understand that after you won the Olympics of 1912, they took your medals away from you.
That's right. They did.
Why'd they do that, Jim?
They said I was a professional.
And were you a professional?
No, I wasn't. I did accept a little money for expenses, but that was all.
Jim, what's the strangest thing that ever happened to you in sports?
The time I was playing with the New York Giants, and in one game hit three different home runs into three different states.
I guess I better explain that. The time you hit the home run into three different states, the ballpark was right on the boundary line of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas.
Listen, Bill, I've got something on my mind. Mind if I say it?
Go ahead, Jim.
Many people ask me who was the finest athlete I ever met. I don't know, but I do know who was the finest man I ever met.
The finest man you ever met? Who was that, Jim?
The man who founded Boys Town, Father Flanagan. God bless him.
That he was, Jim. And I think one of the most beautiful things about Father Flanagan was something he told me this year, just before he died. I think Father Flanagan must have known that he was going to die. For he said, "Tell my boys at Boys Town that I'll be back to see them each Christmas." Portrait of a Great Man. Rail 4, I'll be back in just a moment with a word about next week's guest, next week's show. But first, since we're speaking from Chicago, here's the best in the West, Don Elder.
Here's a tip for you brush and lather shavers. For clean, close shaves that are completely comfortable, treat your face to Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. Colgate Lather really solves tough beard problems. Because it's light and fine-textured, it foams instantly into rich, long-lasting lather that stays moist throughout the shave. No drying up, no re-lathering. Colgate Lather crowds down into your whiskers, completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. So your razor cuts through, clean and smooth, without snagging, scraping, or pulling. Yes, sir, you get a truly clean, close shave the first time over. And man, does your face feel comfortable and refreshed afterward. Dozens of famous sports stars swear by Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. See and feel the difference yourself. For champion brush and lather shaves, start using Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. And now, back to Bill Stern.
That's the 3-0 mark for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've been speaking from Chicago. We're en route to California. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our show will come from Hollywood, and our guest will be the famous movie star, Sonia Henie. So be sure and be with us next week when we greet you from Hollywood and have as our guest in person the world's most famous ice skater, Miss Sonia Henie. See you then. Till then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time when we greet you from Hollywood, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Mr. Stern is en route to California to broadcast the United States Golf Championship, and because of this, his latest article on sports is about that championship, and it's entitled A Letter to an Unknown Golfer. It appears in the current issue of Sport Magazine. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from Chicago. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.